to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to my first paneled discussion. My name is Myrna Young. I am the host of the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast. And today I am doing something a little different. I have four very accomplished gentlemen on the line with me today, and we are going to share with you our secrets to success, they are going to share with you their secrets to success. Our topic today will be, how do you define success? So first, let me go ahead and introduce to you the panel today. We have Mr. William Howell. He is a marketing executive. Hi, William.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. Then we have Daryl Sermon. He's also a marketing executive. Hello, Daryl, and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
And we have Joe Johnson. He is an entertainment manager. Hi, Joe.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing great. And finally, we have Mr. Bim Mathis, and he is an artist. Welcome, Bim.
Yo, hey, what's going on?
Awesome. I like the shout out. All right. So what we're going to be doing, as I said, we're going to be talking about success. So before we go forward, let's hear from each of our panel guests about what they do right now and, you know, why they are successful. So, William, you go ahead and lead us off. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. My name is William Howell. I'm a business partner with iMarkets Live. Right now we have about 500 clients. In our organization, and it's a company that will continue to grow, and we're going to continue to educate our from 18 to 80 on how to actually trade in the foreign market.
Awesome. I love it. You know, everybody needs to be able to build their wealth somewhere, and that's a perfect way to do it. Awesome. All right, and Daryl, introduce yourself to our audience.
Hi, my name is Daryl Sermons, and I'm also a business partner with iMarkets Live, and of course, me and William are business partners, and we are a team that travels from state to state, city to city, from town to town, educating people about financial empowerment. And it's something that we're very, very, we're just on it. And I mean really on it. And we're not going to stop telling people about financial empowerment and how to leave a legacy for your family and their family and their children's children and so on and so forth.
Awesome. I like it. You know, like I was mentioning to you before we started our broadcast, that I'm in that space right now, learning about, you know, stocks and portfolio management and things like that. And I understand the importance of it and understand as well the importance of starting young because, you know, sometimes when you get all the way to 65 and 50, you know, some of the you're not able to take advantage of compound interest. So I'm glad that you're starting talking to people from the time that they're 80. And, of course, if you're going all the way to people that are 80, I'm sorry, you're starting at people that are 18, I'm not sure if that came out clear. But if you're talking to people that are 80, I'm pretty sure that you have some other ways to help them to become financially empowered other than compounded interest, right?
Exactly.
Right. Excellent. Awesome. All right. So let's go to Mr. Joe Johnson. Joe, introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm Joseph Johnson, CEO of Camp 5 Entertainment and Sports. And my success rate is all depending on, you know, getting the young kids that's playing ball out of the neighborhood and getting them good agents. And then on the entertainment side, it's all about making sure that the artist need to do what he need to do and have what he have to be successful.
Okay. Awesome. Love it. All right. So, Bim, your turn. Round us out and introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Bim Mathis. I'm an artist under Camp 5 Entertainment, and we doing it.
Yeah, you are doing it. You know, like I said, I listened to a couple of your tracks, and it's got a nice beat to it. Like it. Yes, all right. Awesome. All right, well, let's start off with our first question. What I'll do is, you know, I'll call on the person to answer. So as you can see, they, you know, there's all levels of success. We've got, you know, two of our panelists that are very similar, but they probably came from different paths to reach where they are right now. And, you know, and then we've got Joe, who is Bim's manager. But so maybe I'm going to start with Joe. Joe, so how do you define success? If a youth is coming to you and you are going to be coaching them to get to entertainment success, what would you tell them would be their definition of if they've made it?
Well, success is simple to me. It's making a goal and then accomplishing it. And if you don't accomplish it, at least you come close to it. It's like if you set a goal, you need to accomplish that goal. And goals are not hard. I mean, you set a 6-month goal, you've accomplished that. You set a 1-year goal, you accomplished that. That's success in your own right, because everyone else's successes don't have to be yours. You make your own success. You make your own bar, and then you accomplish it. That's my success.
I like it. As a life coach, then that's exactly how I would define it as well. You know, a lot of people might have expected you to answer the question, for instance, when I'm asking about entertainer and somebody is coming to you and they're saying they want to be successful, they might say, well, hey, you know what, I want to be like Jay-Z or something. Or, you know, I want to be, you know, like, you know, Eminem or some of the people that have made it really great. But I love what you say is that, yeah, you make short-term goals, and if you reach them, then you're successful. It's very right. So,
right.
You know,
I
absolutely love that. Right.
Because at the same time, you can't really, like, my idol is Jay-Z. But I can't be like Jay-Z. I want to be better than Jay-Z. So in order to be able to do that, I got to be Joseph Johnson. I got to be the best Joseph Johnson I can be, not the best Jay-Z I can be. You understand what I'm saying? So you can't really say, oh, I want to be as successful as Jay-Z, because that might not be what God got for you.
True. I think I was, you know, when you were saying that, I remembered a movie line that I heard. Who was it? Ray Charles, I think he was telling his mom that he wants to be, you know, he wants to be like his idol. And his mom came back and said to him, well, you know what, that's already taken. Well, all you can be is yourself.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's already taken.
You can mold yourself after it. You
know, exactly.
It's just like an architect. You can take the blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but you still gotta write your own future.
Okay, awesome. All right, Bim, how would you define success? I know that you probably, you know, have goals, short term, long term. When would you call yourself successful?
I mean, ain't no INT, you know. So me and my manager on the same team. My success is his success. We should see together. So it's basically the same thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Locked in.
Okay. I like it. All right. No deviation.
You got
all right. No deviation. Okay.
Hey, no INT.
I like it. All right, guys. So, William, give us your version of success. I mean, let's, you know, looking at basically your space. So, someone is coming to you and they're saying, hey, you know what? I want to, because I love your intro about leaving a legacy for your family. You know, when someone is coming to you and they're looking at their portfolio, they're looking at money, they're whatever, what do you tell them is success? You know, obviously not living paycheck to paycheck, you know, is success. So what is your definition?
Right. Success for me is not quitting. What I mean by that is that a lot of people get into these kind of – once you get into multi-level marketing, most people start to blame the business because they wasn't successful. But really, it's the person. It's because they didn't give the business a try. They didn't want to – they rather work hard for corporate America instead of work hard for themselves to build an empire, to build something that's going to leave that legacy. So one thing I've learned about multi-level marketing and the business that we're in is that as long as you don't quit, as long as you follow through and see things through, you will be successful. To me, success means, you know, when I approach somebody about this business and they say, no, I don't want to do it, you know, I feel generally saddened by that because they don't understand the opportunity that they're passing up. But at the same time, I continue to move on to that next person because when I can change somebody's life, when I can change somebody's financial empowerment, when I can help a person to walk away from corporate America and get into a business on their own or start making money on their own, that's success for me.
Yeah. True. Yes. That's awesome. So you gauge your success by the people that you were able to impact and influence. That's awesome. Love that. All right. And I think I called you Daryl, and you said it a little different. Is it? How do you say your name again, the proper way?
My name is Daryl.
Daryl. All right. Okay. So yes, Daryl. I mean, I'm accentuating the A, but it's a soft A. So it's Daryl. All right, Daryl. Yeah. So how do you define success?
Well, for me, success would be defined as 40 years from now, when my grandkids can walk down through the halls of my home, or at that time it'll be their home, and they look up on the wall and they see my photograph, and they say, that's my grandfather. He left all of this for me. It changed our whole lives. It changed our whole future. It changed everything for us. And you see that center down the street? He built that for this community to help other people become successful like he did.
That's awesome. So your success is giving back and leaving a legacy. Awesome. Well,
absolutely.
That was an excellent cross-section of success, and I absolutely love it because traditionally, and that's probably one of the reasons that I asked the question, because I was listening to an interview the other day with Pitbull, and, you know, he talked about something, you know, similar to what everybody here touched on, giving back to the kids, helping his community, the Spanish community. You know, he grew up in, little Havana or something in Miami, and, you know, he defines success by helping, you know, the kids. So, you know, so this is great that nobody here is in it for themselves, which is awesome, you know. And that's the beauty of true success. True success is helping other people along the way. So, and then it spirals back to you. It's like a boomerang. But if you go out and say, you know what, I'm all in for me. It's I, then, you know, you may be successful monetarily, but you're not going to be successful in your spirit and in your personal life because, you know, you're not going to be fulfilled. That's probably the better word. So I love that. If I were to put, you know, a capsule on and summarize everything we all said here, is that, you know, it is a state of, you know, understanding who you are, giving back, making sure that you set small goals and accomplish them, and, you know, empower others. So That's awesome. So I love the way we started off. So this is very powerful. I love it. All right. So let's move on to our second talking point today. And I'm going to start off with, William and this one because, in our pre-broadcast, you mentioned to me that it took you a long time to find the success that you are now. So let me ask you, how easy you've used your failures to fuel your success? How did you stick to it when, it wasn't working out? So just share with us some of that.
Okay. For one, my failures in the past, I didn't really look at them as failures. I looked at them as experience. It helped me to grow. It helped me to be able to not make the same mistake whenever I ventured into another business opportunity. So a lot of the experiences that I experienced in the past and that didn't work out for me gave me the opportunity to build another business and build another business to where they're working out because of the fact that I learned from my mistakes. I learned from dealing with people. I learned how to say when somebody tell me no, they truly mean not now, because of my financial situation. So when it comes to our business, one of the biggest things we say, you got to get the no's out of the way before you can get to the yeses. And when you get to the yeses, that's when your business starts to grow. That's when your business starts to get to the point where now you can branch off and watch it grow while you start to do other things. So my failures gave me the opportunity really to be where I'm at right now. Because if I would have failed and decided to quit, then it goes back to the first segment. I would never have been successful. So,
true.
So always think of your failures as an experience and a learning experience and not a actual failure. And you will find if long as you continue to go and continue to grow, your financial situation will change.
True. There's so much in there that it's absolutely amazing. Perseverance is one of my strong words, or one of the words that I use, to encourage myself and to encourage other people. And there's a cliche that says, quitters never win and winners never quit. and there's no such thing as, there's another one that says there's no such thing as failures, only lessons, right? So, that's, yes, right.
And,
okay.
And there's one more thing, if I could say it real quick. It's called being poor. And when we talk about poor, we're not talking about poor as in the financial sense. We're talking about poor as in passing over opportunities repeatedly. That's one of the biggest failures of our people. We continue to pass over opportunities all the time when those opportunities can get you to where you need to be.
True. That's a topic for another discussion, but that is extremely true that there's not – I have found that there's not very many, African-Americans that, persevere. We always take the easy way. I think we're employee conscious. They want to work and trade time for money, and they're not willing, a lot of them are not definitely willing to take the risk and branch out. So I guess that's called being poor, passing over opportunity for the safe route. So true. Awesome. All right, so Darrell, I'm going to get that wrong. Just forgive me. What do you have to add to that?
Well, as far as failure, failure actually should make every person stronger if they have the will to succeed in what they are planning on doing in life. But also, I looked at my situation like this. Failure was never an option for me. Whenever I think about something or something that I want to do, whatever I have to do, I'm going to accomplish my goal by any means necessary. And like I said, failure is never an option. And I do not ascribe to the acronym of POOR, just like William just said, passing over opportunities repeatedly. But me, I've just always felt that, you know, going to a job every day, which we all know the acronym for J-O-B is just over broke. Now, with that being said, you know, at some point we have to have a job to get somewhere from the very beginning. But after you achieve a certain place, you should be able to step out from under that umbrella and build one for yourself. And that's how I always looked at anything that I tried to do and I didn't quite make it. It just made me strive that much harder to get to the next level because, again, failure is not an option.
Yeah, and, you know, as you were talking, I remembered a couple of things. One, you know, I wrote a book called How to Mind Your Own Business While Working Your Day Job. And, yeah, because that is, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, made that concept, you know, famous because he said just exactly what you just said, is that, yeah, you have your day job, your 9-to-5 job, and you have something on the side. You know, you work both of them until you can, you know, just like you did, actually. You mentioned that, yeah, you're able to leave corporate America behind and now working for yourself. And that's what, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. But not very many people have that mindset. You know, you have to have the entrepreneur mindset. Other than that, you are just going to, yeah, have that J-O-B, and you're always going to be living paycheck to paycheck and never have like a portfolio or financial freedom and financial independence, because the job can never give that to you unless you're a CEO that they're paying you millions of dollars. But the average Joe, you know, can never grow from that. And yeah, I mean, there's people like you that will be out there trying to change that mindset, but you've got your work cut out for you because it's very hard to do. But yes. Mm-hmm.
And I see that we read some of the same literature, Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're in that space, yeah, that's the best book ever.
That's right.
As far as financial freedom and working, and yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's
yep.
Right.
All right. So, Bim, how has your failures helped you succeed?
How has my failures helped me succeed?
Yes.
Let's see here. Hey, first of all, don't never be the failure but a child. You know what I mean? So I gave it all I got. Once I failed, I tried again. Because the best thing about falling is getting back up. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So when you fall, it's just a little process to see who's up for you. That's all it is. So once you get back up, you know how to play it. You know what I mean? So we just
giving
it all we got, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get that. So let's give some context. I know that you're a musician. You have you ever, laid down a track and think that it's gonna, you know, shoot right up to the top, and it didn't. And how did you make the correction on that?
I mean, all my tracks really be built. You know what I mean? I ain't really make a track yet that didn't make no noise. So
well,
far,
good for you. Man. That must mean that you've got a great manager. You got a great promoter.
I got great music. I got an off-scene, great music, you know. God is good.
Okay. All right. So now let's ask the CEO here, Joe. You know, how has your failures, before you got to be CEO, how has your failures defined your success now?
To be honest with you, when you fail, it makes you want to quit. That's just me being like, yeah. we could be political and we can talk about all the great things and all the great points, but trust me, when you got to put food on the table,
yep.
You got to put food on the table, and them kids looking at you with them beady eyes and they hungry. You got to make it happen. So I have no choice but to succeed. If I got to take food off of your plate, sorry to be rude, but it's just is what it is. I have no choice because every successful businessman, if you look at them, they might act like they're what they call poodles, but at the end of the day, they're sharks. So I'm not acting like I'm a poodle. I'm a shark. So whatever I have to do, not to fail, I'm gonna be successful. And that just is what it is. So you're gonna know what it is when I'm coming. I'm sorry that I'm so blunt, but that's how I feel.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like we've got some really driven people on the line here, and I absolutely love it. Your failures, nobody is actually tapping the failure bar. You know, we are all, everybody here is, you know, persevering. Failure is not an option. You know, when you fall, you get back up. That is awesome. You know, and in my case, if I were to lend to the conversation, everybody has to build, and what a lot of people don't understand is it takes time. You know, they might look at Jay-Z, for instance. You know, let's stick to there because that's the name that we've thrown out, and said, you know, I want to make $1 million. I want to be a billionaire now or, you know, $1 million is not a lot of money these days. But they want to be a billionaire, and they want to be successful, and they want it now, right? Nobody understands that sometimes it takes 10, 20 years in order to get up there. So I like, you know, what you guys say is, I love what William said when he says you got to get the no's out of the way to get to the yes. And no means not now. So, you know, on your climb and on your journey, when things don't work out the way that you want it to be, you just know that, hey, you know what, I still got to do the work. You know, one of the books that I loved, you know, that I stole a line from is, I'm missing it now, where the guy says, anyway, Robert Gardner, I think is his name, and he said, you got to hit that anvil, right? You got to keep hitting the anvil, like, you know, when the blacksmith was making the shoes, you know, and he's got to pound the iron. You got to hit the anvil, and if you keep on hitting the anvil, sooner or later, you're going to succeed. You know, it might take 5 months, it might take 5 years, or it might even take longer. So I love it. So there's no failures, there's only lessons. So I love that. So we are... let's take a quick station break, and we're going to come back with our third talking point. We're doing really great. Loving our conversation. Be right back. This episode of the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast is brought to you by My Helps Coaching and Consultant Services, LLC. Are you ready to change your limiting beliefs and experience an extraordinary quality of life? Or maybe you've already achieved some level of success, but you need that push to get you to the next level. To do this, you need a transformation coach, someone who will hold you accountable, see your blind spots, turn your weaknesses into strengths, and help you manage your emotions. Whatever area in life you want to change, be it your career, your health, your business, or your relationships, coaching is one of the most strategic ways to get you from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow. Coaching yields some of the highest personal returns because it is an investment in you. To help you get started, Coach Myrna is offering listeners a free strategy session. It has a $150 value, and you are getting it for free. To sign up, head over to www.blog.myhelps.us and click the free strategy session link. That web address again is www.blog.myhelps.us. Welcome back to our panel discussion. Today I am speaking to Mr. William Howell, a marketing executive with iMarkets Live, and his partner, Darrell Sermon. And I'm also speaking with Joe Johnson, an entertainment manager, or CEO of Cat 5 Entertainment and Sports. And we are speaking to Bim Mathis, who is an artist and under the Cat 5 Entertainment and Sports label. In our first segment, we had some really good conversation on how do you define success and how our panels have used failure to fuel their success. So now, as we go on to our second segment, my question is, we all know that success is a mindset, and we probably don't even need to spend a lot of time on this answer because what has come out in our first segment is that everybody on the panel today has a success mindset. So the only thing that I will actually want to add to that is, you know, what are some of the beliefs that, you know, allow you to succeed? For instance, you know, I'm a life coach, and I keep talking about this a lot because it's so profound. You know, I have one of my clients come into our coaching session recently, and you know, said that you know she's been tired of fighting. She's been fighting all her life, and now that she has her PhD, you know, she's expecting that you know that she should have a seat at the table and she shouldn't have a fight so much. So what I said to her are, what are some of your beliefs? What are, you know, what are some of the scriptures or so that you stand on, right? And, you know, she came back to me and she says, well, she gave me four. And one of them is she said that the, you know, God said, she believes in the scripture that God said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to succeed and to prosper you, right? So then I said that if you believe that, then you wouldn't get tired because you're not going to be operating in your own strength. So that's where I want to go with that question. So let me ask you, I'm going to start with Joe this time. What are some of your beliefs that make you say that you're a shark and you're never going to quit? You need to feed your family and I mean, outside of feeding your family when they're hungry. What are some of your beliefs?
First of all, it's Camp 5, not Cat 5.
I'm sorry, what was it?
It's Camp 5, Camp 5.
How do you spell that? C-A-M-P. Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
Camp, yeah, right. Camp.
All I got right. You. All right.
Are we talking spiritual or religious?
Any belief, whether, you know, whatever grounds you, it doesn't have to be, you know, I use that because, you know, I'm a Christian and, you know, I coach on spirituality and all that. But, you know, if it's not your belief, what is it that you believe in? So what are some of the beliefs that make you succeed?
Well, what you put in the universe, you get back.
Okay.
And I'm a spiritual person. I'm not religious. I was raised Christian, but I'm not that, because I, you know, as you grow, you learn, as you read and you get your learnings. But I truly believe in whatever you put into the universe, you get back out of the universe. Other words, layman terms, do unto others as they do unto you, as you want them to do unto you. You feel me? So that's basically it. It's nothing more, nothing less.
Okay.
That's what get me through. I'm gonna do you exactly how I want you to do me.
Yes, well, that's true. That's, you know, and that's, you know, you can say in the karma, or we can say that, you know, if you want respect, you got to give respect, and whatever you want, you got to give first. So
exactly.
I got you.
Exactly. And listen, if you live by that code, I promise life will be so much easier.
It's true.
It'll be so much easier.
It's very true. So that's a great belief. Yeah, that's a great belief to succeed. Yeah, because you will get it back if you put it out there. It's true. It comes back to you like a boomerang. Right.
That's right.
Awesome. All right. So, Bim, what's your take on your beliefs?
God, man, I'm God about it, man. I got no problem with hitting my knees, you know what I mean?
Oh, good for you.
I take that serious, you know what I mean? I don't even play with that, and I live by that. That's how I'm raised.
Good for you. So you pray. Awesome. Right.
Pray.
Yeah, hey. You know, it's almost the same thing, but a different version of what, you know, Joe said. You know, you pray to God because you believe in, you know, when prayers go up, blessings come down. That's what I believe.
What do you believe in?
Me?
Yes.
You know, whether I believe in a religion or spirituality or God, or what's the question?
What do you believe in that makes you successful to have this?
Right. Yes. Got you.
All right. Don't get off subject now. I'm on you.
Well, I believe in purpose. You know, nobody has mentioned that yet, but I believe in a purpose. I believe that we were all created for a purpose, and until you've met your purpose, God is going to keep you around. And you know, my purpose is to empower. You know, similar to, you know, you guys are doing a financial empowerment, you know, I'm a life coach. I have a radio program, and what I do is I impart to people. And similar to what you said, Jill, is what you put out into the universe, you'll get back, right? So that's how I'm building. I'm building by giving and giving massive amounts of value, and I hope to get it back. And if I don't get it back, then at least I am building to leave a legacy for my kids and my family. So
understood.
Got it. Yes, and I do pray too as well, Bim. All right, guys. So let's move on to Darrell. So what are some of your beliefs that allowed you to persevere?
Well, one of the things that I believe is that, you know, we all have to believe in a higher power. That's number one. Because I do believe that we weren't just put here by happenstance. And I also believe that, just like you said about a purpose, we all have a purpose. And I also believe that most of us have been here more than once. And we will continue to be here until you achieve a certain place, until you achieve that purpose that you were sent here for. So We've all heard the old saying about this child is an old soul or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a spiritual meaning behind that too. So I think, and you know, this is just me thinking, but I think that if we accomplish the purposes that we are put here for, we can pass on from this life and do it very easily. But when we don't accomplish those things that we were sent here to accomplish, we have to come back. Now, with that said, if we can accomplish those things, because I do also believe that we're just actors in a play, we just don't have the script.
True.
So as we find those places where we're supposed to go, because we're all supposed to be seeking that empowerment, that higher standing to where we should be going, but we all have to contemplate how to get there. So do unto others as you would have them do unto you is the main thing that I believe, and I treat people with respect, and I act that they only do the same for me as well. And if we all do that, I believe success will come to us all at some point. And also, we have to keep an open mind.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome. I love that. Well, you know, talking about, you know, that we are here for a purpose, and if we don't get it, then we are reincarnated to do it. That's part of Buddha's teaching. You know, I'm not a Buddhist, but, hey, you know, I'm open to it because I also love Deepak Chopra, and that's basically the same thing that he teaches, that everything is recycled and that we're from the, you know, we have the same particles as the stars and all that. But, you know, Christianity doesn't actually, you know, teach reincarnation and stuff like that. So I'm not sure if I believe it or not, but you know, you have to have an open mind, and you know, it could be true.
Yeah, I'm with you when you're right, but you know, the thing for me is, and I took something from Joe as well when he made a statement, which I thought was very true, when he says that we have to, just because your parents were a certain way doesn't mean that you have to be that way, because you actually go out and you learn things because you research things and you don't take things at their face value. You mm-hmm. you delve into them to find deeper content. Now, mm-hmm. with that said, we all know that according to Christianity, God created everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rests. If he created all the souls in 6 days, and people are still being born, where the soul's coming from?
Yeah, there's a lot of depth into science, and there's a lot of depth into consciousness, and there's a lot of depth into a whole bunch of things. But yeah, you know, I just scratched the surface, just like you, and you know, probably everybody on this panel. But you know, the scientists go deep, and you know. Yeah, I mean, I was even hearing something the other day that about consciousness, about there, you know, our consciousness is not in our body. You know, there, it's not in the brain, it's not in our body, it's just, you know, outside of us. So, I mean, and that really, you know, took me for a little loop for a minute. But then, of course, I mean, I don't have enough time to waste thinking about it. But yeah, I mean. We're supposed to learn. We're supposed to grow, and that's what it's all about, you know. Not being stuck in old things, or just being, you know, stuck in your one little corner, in your house and job, and no growth and no expansion. So, so I'm glad that everybody here on the panel are thinkers, and you know, we expand our learning every day. That's awesome. All right, let's let William chime in on this conversation. William, so what do you believe that has been instrumental in your success and you staying the course?
Well, with me, you know, I just ask the question, you know, why not me? Why can't I be successful? See, the thing is with African Americans, to me, if we wasn't born rich, if we weren't born into money, if we didn't get the scholarships or get to play in the NBA, the National Football League and baseball, you know, we think we can't make money unless we're selling
sure.
drugs or doing something illegal. You know, you know, why can't I be the entrepreneur? Why can't I grow up from nothing and use what my mother taught me to become a successful black man? Why not? Why not me? Why can't Darrell be a multimillionaire and make more money than the person who sits on the New York Stock Exchange? Why not? So that's my belief, is that God put us on this earth to live more abundantly.
True.
And to me, more abundantly doesn't mean poor. You know? because we're just getting started and we're doing well, why can't I do more than well? I guarantee you Oprah Winfrey didn't say that that I can't do what I'm doing right now. If she would have said that, because she didn't come from a rich family.
Oh, no. She's extremely poor. Yeah.
Yeah. She built what she has. She built that empire.
Yeah.
So if she can do it,
yeah,
why not us?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, she built it on talent. And you know, I don't think there's an autobiography out there. I don't know what happened, how her mindset shifted from being an employee and an anchor to being a businesswoman. So that's basically what we're talking about. We're talking about that mindset shift. We're talking about what you're saying, that, you know, the little boys and girls are, you know, when they're coming up, they're thinking, yeah, I need to be a singer, or I need to be, you know, I need to be Beyonce, or I need to be, you know, LeBron James, or any of their sports figures. And, you know, and if not, then I just got to work. And that's probably why the drug trade got so big, is because, you know, they're saying, well, all right, if I can't, I'm not working for $10 an hour. So I'm going to go and do this. But they never thought about, yeah, stocks. They never thought about, you know, I've been hearing some crazy ass numbers these days. I told you that I'm in the space now of, you know, financial empowerment through stocks and portfolios and all that kind of stuff. And there's some crazy numbers over there that people are just making money, and they're not even doing anything. They're making their money work for them, you know. But nobody thinks about that way, that you can be rich that way, because nobody tells them. So it's, you know, you guys are doing a great thing with your traveling from city to city and maybe being on radio programs and getting the word out. Because, yeah, someone needs to tell them, because all they're seeing is what's on TV, and the TV is telling them something totally different.
Right. And, you know, if I had to do it all over again when I was 18 years old, I would have went and worked for McDonald's.
To learn their systems? Tell me why.
Right now, I would own at least two or three right now.
Yeah,
If I had the same kind of mindset that I have now compared to back then, when I thought, man, I'm not going to work no fast food restaurant. You crazy? I'm not going to flip no fries. But guess what? There's many people out here who owns McDonald's now that started off flipping fries.
Yeah.
You know,
flipping
burgers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
nobody had done it before, so they didn't have a model. They didn't have somebody that say, you know, again, I told you I love Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is a, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's a billionaire or not, but he has a lot of money, and he started out as a janitor, making $40 a week, right, and massively changed his mindset to become, you know, yeah. So, I mean, they've seen models like that. They're seeing all kinds of models that way, but yeah, there's no model of somebody flipping burgers and becoming a billionaire by owning all kinds of McDonald's franchises. So, yeah, education is very important. They should bring financial education into the schools. Yep.
That's right. Yeah, and the question is why don't they? Because J. Paul Getty stated that he wants a world of workers. He wants people using their hands. He don't want you to learn how to be financially free before you get out of high school or even in college. They don't even teach you that in college. They don't teach you. They don't tell you that, hey, I'm gonna show you how to make money while you're in school.
Yeah.
You know, your boss at your job is not gonna say, hey William, hey, I'm gonna teach you how to be financially free, so when you retire from here, you don't have to worry about that retirement that we're gonna give you, that base pay that we're gonna give you, even though inflation goes up 11% every year, but we're gonna give you a base pay every month.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
They don't tell you those
things.
It's
very interesting. I would like to know the reason for that, because you're very right. You know, a lot of these high schools now are having magnet schools and they're teaching all kinds of stuff, but nobody's teaching money management. Nobody's teaching
that.
So that is amazing. All right, so we've got about 5 or so minutes left, and I wanted to, you know, touch briefly on the craziness that's going on in the world right now. where all the women are coming forward talking about sexual harassment. I'm only going to be able to maybe get maybe two of you to answer or to weigh in on what's going on. But, you know, I'm going to start with, you know, I'm going to start with Joe because he is a CEO, and I'm going to say it right this time, of Camp 5 Entertainment. And as a CEO and as the boss, you know, you may have come up on, you know, some instances of this. So my question is, what kind of advice you have for women, even maybe, you know, in the entertainment industry that, you know, somebody is telling them, hey, you know what, you know, in order for you to get ahead, this is what you got to do. So weigh in on that for me. Joe?
I think they got cut off. It sounded like.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess. All right, William, you take it away.
Well, I think you know the word equal opportunity is to me the most important thing. You know, most women, I won't say most women, but some women think that, you know, this is a man's world. I'm not supposed to make more money than the average man. So I need to, you know, in order for me to get ahead, you know, I need to make sure I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, whatever my CEO or my boss is telling me to do. I need to do it, whether it's ethical or not. But they got to realize that, you know, in this day and age, you know, and, you know, I hate to say it, you know, but I'm just being transparent. You know, women are smarter than men, in certain categories and in certain businesses, and they need to understand that, you know, you keep your morals and be able to work your way past those advancements, and those men that take advantage of that, you know, I think I'm glad it's coming out, and I feel they need to get what they deserve when it happens, and I hope because they have money that, you know, that don't deter what they should be truly receiving from, you know, from our government and from our justice system. But we got to realize that, you know, if you're your own person and you're trying to grow and somebody is stepping in your way and stopping you from growing, that's why we have a legal system, you know.
That's very true. I like it. I love it a lot because what you're saying is that women should recognize that they're smarter than, you know, if they're not smarter than men, they're at least equal to, and that they don't have to demoralize themselves in order to play in the game. You know, what's been happening is that they thought they had to, which is why these men were able to take advantage of it. And it goes way back. It's even like Angelina Jolie. I'm even hearing of, you know, the girls on the Olympic team where the doctors were taking advantage of them, and they were quiet because they want to be on the Olympic, you know, in the Olympic team. So whatever the men figured out that you wanted, they're saying, well, okay, in order for you to get it, you got to pass by me. And the women are thinking that maybe they got to do it, else they're not going to get what they want. So
exactly.
It's a very great mindset shift that you just said, that they've got to say, well, hey, buddy, I can get past you because I'm smart, and, you know, I can stand on my own ground and my own morals. That's good. I like it.
That's right.
All right, Darrell, what do you have to weigh in on this?
Well, I agree with a lot of what William had to say, and I also know that most of us as men, we have mothers, we have daughters, we have sisters, and I don't think any of us would want anyone to prey upon them. Because we believe that this is a man's world. The man couldn't be without the woman. So we have to understand those things. And also, now, what me and William do here with iMarkets Live and trading the foreign exchange, this is a skill. It's not a skill to know that you shouldn't put your hands on those women. So okay. That particular part is going out to the CEOs. If you want someone to do something and you feel that they're better at that than you, so be it. You do not make them do things that are beneath them in order to achieve or accomplish your goals. Yeah. But I also believe that most of these men should get what is coming to them because they're not men. Those are called predators.
True. That's a good word. And that's one of the reasons what they said, that a predator has a pattern, and which is why, you know, when somebody comes up to accuse one person, why there's so many other women, you know, are coming up because, yeah, a predator, it's his pattern. Very good word. Yep, yep, they're predators. Yep, good job. All right, well, listen, you know, guys, I immensely enjoyed our conversation. We were able to keep it moving. We were able to impart some great wisdom to our audience, and we're able to cover some, you know, even though we're talking about success, we were able to diversify it and able to, you know, hopefully everybody that's listening would have been able to get, you know, something out of it. I want to thank my my panel members. Mr. William Howell from iMarkets Live, Mr. Darrell Sermon from iMarkets Live, Mr. Joe Johnson, CEO of Camp 5 Entertainment, and Bim Mathis, the artist. I thank you guys for being on the panel, and I know that we only have two of you left now because the others got disconnected somehow. But William and Darrell, do you have any last words for our audience before we complete this call today?
Well, Ms. Young, we want to thank you for having us, for one, and give us the opportunity to promote our business on your podcast. And we just want to let people know that, you know, there is something better out there. You don't have to stay stuck in the rut that you're in. And if you see that your next 5 years is going to be like your last 5 years, then if it's not iMarkets Live, you need to truly, truly look for something to help you build wealth. There's many, many businesses out there that can help you. But, you know, ours is unique, and we would really love to work with people and help and educate them and get them out of the true corporate American pyramid.
All right. And how can someone get in touch with you guys?
Yes. They can reach me at 254-214-1386, or they can email me at WilliamOHowell@gmail.com. That's WilliamOHowell@gmail.com. And my number, once again, is 254-214-1386.
And also, you can reach me at Darrell, Darrell_Sermons, Sirmons, @yahoo.com. My phone number, 863-242-3852. Again, 863-242-3852.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. And I always like to end my calls with namaste, which means I honor the God in you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Have a good night.
You too.